Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
We have a very important person on the line because we are heading over to Gay Paris this morning to talk to Kerry Leonard, Irish archery Paralympian. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Shay. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm flying this morning. The weather here is atrocious. What's it like in Paris this morning?
I don't know if I want to make you jealous or not, but it's very nice today. I've got the opposite problem. I've needed to not get too warm because I'll be out in this today, sweating and boiling over.
Of course.
So hopefully it stays all right.
So the first day of competition is in 2 days' time. The 29th is the first day.
It is. Today is official practice. So it'll be the last opportunity to make sure everything is in the right order before we get down to serious business.
So today, there's a few things happening today as well, a few distractions happening.
There are. I mean,
Who's coming to visit?
Well, Aunt Taoiseach is coming to visit the Irish team today, which is very exciting and delighted to hear that, and that he's here for both Paralympics as well as the Olympics, which was fantastic to see.
So the Paralympics, how many of your colleagues are with you? How many athletes are out there?
We have 35 of us in total.
35, and have been training for years for this.
Yes. There's some of members of the team that have been to multiple games. We're supported by staff members who've been to even more, and then we have newbies as well. So I sit in the middle. This is my second games.
But it's a huge thing for you as well. And I know that you have an Olympian archery coach. Do you want to give him a shout out?
Yes, Jim Conroy, been with me since the very beginning. He's been to two games himself. So it's good to have somebody that has that experience and is able to support me by having that experience of what a games is like.
So archery is a growing sport as well. And I know in the leisure world as well, it's something that people go for weekends and they do too. Where did you're a Meath woman, a proud Meath woman.
I am from the Royal County.
So is it a big sport there?
I would say, we've always got competition from the GAA and some of those more traditional sports. I think archery is one that people don't necessarily gravitate towards, but actually it's accessible for all. There isn't actually a difference between somebody who has a disability and somebody who's able-bodied. I personally have been national champion for 3 of the last 4 years, and there isn't anybody else with a disability competing in archery in Ireland at the moment. So I won that title against everybody in Ireland. So even though we have lots of competition from other sports, I would be one who'd be advocating for people to definitely get involved and pick up archery for sure.
Now, people would have heard you and read about you and read articles that you've written, and I know that you're an advocate for farm safety. You might just remind people about what happened to you.
Yeah, of course. So I've been in a chair for quite a long time. I've been in a wheelchair since 1997. And I suffered a spinal cord injury the summer of 97 when I was in the cab of a tractor. I fell out the door of that tractor and the back wheel drove over me. So I wasn't initially paralyzed, but over the course of 24 hours, my spinal cord started to swell. And when the dust settled, I became paralyzed from the waist down, and I've been a wheelchair user ever since.
And your club existed at that stage, though. The archery club was there.
Yeah, in different guises. It would have been there. Now, I would never have discovered it at that stage because my family are very much in the world of horses. My dad's an ex-jockey, and we've always stayed very close to that world. It was only when my uncle knew somebody else who's in a wheelchair who did archery that I tried the sport and found that it was something that I enjoyed. And then I got the opportunity a few years later to go to an international competition, a para-international competition, just before the London 2012 Games. and realized that actually this is something that I could do well at, represent my country at, and actually just have something for myself.
You're, as I say, you're a great advocate for farm safety as well. Do you actively encourage other people to take up archery who are wheelchair users?
Definitely. I mean, if I can get my hands on them, I would. I'll take your arm. No, I definitely do. I am involved every year nearly with the National Rehabilitation Hospital. They have a championship member this year for who have just recently acquired disabilities, and I'll always go and represent archery there and teach people with disabilities, with those disabilities, how to do archery and accommodate them and make them realize that actually with a little bit of patience and a little bit of flexibility, we can make it work for absolutely everybody. I think in that case, people have just had their injury, their lost in a lot of cases, and having somebody being able to see it and imagine themselves being able to do it is extremely important, and it's a cause that I really do like to get behind every year.
Let's talk about sport. What's the competition like for you over on the 29th? I'd say today is practice, tomorrow is another day, but you actually, Thursday is the first day of competition. How are you looking? Like, do I need to, I've got money for the kids' education. What do you think?
Well, there's 28 athletes in total in my category, including myself. And I would definitely say to put the money on me to win, that is to be seen. Of course, we'll always want that each way, stronger bet. But
there's the horsey background.
Gambling at all that
no,
much.
No, I'm joking.
Going to breach my team agreement. So
I'm joking. I led you down that path. I'm only joking. But no, you're confident. Okay. You're looking good. And who's your biggest competition?
Well, I think for me personally, myself is my biggest competition. For archery, it's not about beating. Well, it is, but it's not about beating the person next door. Because there's absolutely no way that I can beat them unless they let me. So I can only shoot to the best of my own ability, and that's how I've always approached it. However, GB have just submitted a world record, so they're probably the strongest competition on paper.
What and who's out with you? Any of the family out with you?
Not yet. We'll see who turns up on the 30th, because the 29th is behind closed doors. So I've left it all up to the family at home to figure themselves out. I didn't have to do it for Tokyo, and I gave them all the information and said, knock yourselves out for this game. So it'll be just as much a surprise for me on the 30th.
And there's nobody there?
Yes.
Where's everybody? Well, you just told them to, you know, look after yourselves, yeah, and mind your own business. I love that. But you know what, people, that's one of the things, and I find that even around events like weddings and funerals, different things, everybody's worried about all these adults getting somewhere. And the more you spoon feed them, you know what, you're an adult. Here's the details. Here's where I'll be. Here's the times of the competition. Here's where you can come into us. So come in then. Do you train? Yeah. Do you train at home, or do you have a specific place you train? Have you got an archery, what's it called, a course? Is it a pitch? What's
range.
An archery range at home.
Yeah, there's a combination of things. I think for Tokyo, or the lead up to Tokyo, obviously we had COVID, and we had those, you know, 5K bubbles at certain points. So I have the facilities at home. Obviously, I advocate still for farm safety because my family still has their farm. So I had the space to be able to train. 50 meters is what we need. So you need a space with a fair big space. And then on top of that, Archery Ireland also has a space in Abbottstown. And then there's local clubs in Meath, like Drewstown Archers, that are also facilitating my training. So there's a combination of what's easiest for me on the day, or do I need to have people around me to simulate that idea of competition and also just give me motivation to train, because it can be I think for all sports, you definitely can't do it on your own all the time.
No, there's always Netflix, you see. This is the biggest issue. Kerry Leonard, thank you very much for joining us. You're an Irish archery Paralympian. We'll be listening out for your name, and we wish you all the best. Whatever happens, we wish you all the best and your family as well.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Kerry. I'm sure we'll be hearing your name soon. That's Kerry Leonard there in Paris this morning.